There we go. What's up? What's happening?
What's good?
Welcome back. What's up, Reggie? Reggie in the building.
What's the Reg?
What's up, Reg?
I don't know who Reggie is, but hey!
Reggie is someone that Najee and I had a double date with him and his lovely fiance.
Oh.
Wonderful, funny, amazing, awesome people.
Well, hello.
Welcome, and we are today. First of all, Jay, you want to bring us in?
Yes, I'm sorry. It's your two favorite brides of Christ and family. On the live.
Y'all. What's happening?
Gangsta.
Dolly Gangsta Gang.
Christian Gangsta.
Street Ministry, y'all. What's up? So today we're doing something a little different. We are interviewing Mr. Nesbitt over here, Mr. Minister Nesbitt. And we are, as the title said, it's Mischief Behind the Collar. So we're going to be asking him some questions. I straight out said, hey, do not get offended. We're going to ask some hard questions here. But we need your honesty, we need your openness, and we're going to get down to nitty and gritty. So if you guys don't know what mischief is, it's basically you're doing some stuff you ain't supposed to do behind the preacher's collar. So Najee, can you briefly introduce yourself and we can get started?
Yes, I am, as you stated, Minister Kanaji Rodrigue Cohen Nesbitt, ordained at the age of 18. At a New Trinity Baptist Church in Welford, South Carolina. I just celebrated 9 years Thursday, I believe.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday. So it's been a journey since before that time, but it's definitely been a journey even licensed as a minister.
Awesome. And where do you currently go to church?
Currently go to church at Friendly Hill Missionary Baptist Church in Lake Wylie, South Carolina, where the Honorable Apostle Johnson is the preacher and the laborer in the vineyard there, him and First Lady Johnson, to the king and queen of that area. And I certainly have been blessed since I stepped foot in this ministry back in September. So I can't complain at all.
Awesome.
A good man to be honored. And to call one of his spiritual sons that he has never had, that speaks volume. So.
Awesome. So Jay, would you like to start?
Yes, I am just dropping the address. If you do not, you know, if you need somewhere to go, I'm dropping the address down here. So then that way, you know, if you need to pull up, you can pull up because you're going to learn some stuff. All right.
All right, so while she putting that down there, the reason why we chose Najee was because he has been one of the most honest people behind the collar when it comes to telling about the mischief. I mean, I know some preachers and stuff that done did some dirt, but they ain't ready to come clean. But this one right here, and mind you, again, he has been preaching, or he has preached for a while, and he has been licensed for, like you said, 9 years now. So I was like, you know what? You know, not only is he bae, but he's honest, he's honorable. Hey. I mean, so yeah, I was like, come on, let's interview you. So Jay, you can go ahead and start if you like.
Oh man, why can't you start? You know, you're his Ruth.
Ruth. No. Go ahead.
I'm just a little sister. Go ahead.
Come on. I've been already talking.
All right, I got you. Oh, Lord, it's raining. Okay, anyway. So first question is, how did you deal with your convictions concerning... Well, first of all, let's pause. What were you doing? Let's start there because I feel makes more sense. What are some of the things that you were doing, like, behind, like, you know...
Well,
the pulpit or even in the pulpit. I don't know how it went down.
Exactly. Both.
It's pretty much both because you're only in the pulpit for, what, 2 hours?
Yeah.
Wednesday and Sunday, 4 hours a week, possibly, but it is close. To start off, I mean, being ordained, as I've always said, I mean, I've written a book as well entitled The Weight Didn't Kill Me. And a lot of that book goes into detail about a whole lot of things And I think you can find it on Amazon. It was on Amazon. I'm actually working on getting it back put up if it's not there already. But being ordained at a young age, a lot of people say, you know, you haven't lived life, you haven't experienced life and stuff like that. For me, it definitely was not smoking. It wasn't drinking. It wasn't partying or anything like that. I had a love for women. It has always been what's between a woman's legs that has always, you know, had me gone, I would say. You know, sinking to rise no more, far from the peaceless shore, as the hymn writer would say, and things like that, doing things that you're not supposed to do, as in, you know, going in people's DMs, know that they got somebody, trying to still slide in their DMs, still trying to talk to them, just because you can have it your way. And it's not just the preacher or the minister that always throws themselves at women, but women throw themselves at preachers too. Some women believe if you're a preacher, you got money, you got cars, you got diamonds, you got gold. So all of that. My grandma used to call me a midnight rambler and a slick-handed gambler. I was like, you know, but grandma is now proud but we'll get into that later.
So just to clarify, you was in them streets and in them sheets as a preacher.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, yeah.
Okay. I just wanna make sure ain't no like, oh, we trying to skim over something. No. Okay, anyway. Go ahead.
I gotta say this, Kayla, why y'all acting like Jada and Will on here? And so what you're saying, like y'all not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's clarifying it and all that good stuff.
For sure. So go ahead, Kayla. You can.
All right. So with that being said, with you being a preacher and stuff like that, and then having women and talking to women and stuff like that, how did you deal with your convictions? Or really, first off, did you even have convictions when you was doing that stuff? Because you was doing that stuff and then you was going to go preach. So like when it came to convictions, how was that?
To be honest with you, sweetheart, in that moment, there really was not any convictions. You know, again, we can go about trying to please our flesh and trying to please people. Because, you know, with me being in the ministry that I was in, the ministry under that affirmation to be an elder, to be moved up in ranking, they wanted you to be married. So I was always looking for trying to find that wife and trying to please people. The mission didn't come out. I mean, us as a people, especially Black folks, you can cover some stuff up real pretty. Mm-hmm. Or you can put a bow on some funky stuff and make it look good in the bishop's eye, the apostle's eye, the first lady eye, on the national level and all, when it's a filthy mess. Mm-hmm. And that's just exactly what it was. It wasn't a conviction. It was just all about pleasing the flesh. And in 1 John 2:16, it says, you know, for everything in the world is the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. So all of these were worldly desires. And most, in the world, you don't have any convictions.
That's right.
You do what you do, and it just is what it is.
Okay. So basically, you're saying that you was of the cloth, but you were still in the world.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's real. So I mean, in that, so like, with everything that was going on, first and first, like, did the head know, like, the head of your church, like, did he know what was going on?
Well, the head of the church, our senior pastor at that time, he got word that my best friend, you know, one of my best friends, ride or die, that we were, you know, we were sniffing tail. I mean, and we was chasing booty. So I mean, he got word of that. We had a couple meetings and stuff like that. What was contradicting to me was is that for me, he advised me that I couldn't preach at home, which was our home church at the time. Mm-hmm. Is literally like maybe 300 feet from my house. Mm-hmm. I walk there. You can't preach at home, but if you get any invitations anywhere else, you can go preach. Mm. So, like, are we going to address the issue and, you know, counsel me to fix this situation? Or are you just going to say, you fix it yourself? Because that's basically what it was. You fix it yourself. You can't preach here, but you can go anywhere else and preach.
Gotcha. And the reason that I asked that, because the next question really that I was going to ask was, like, what made you feel... So no offense, but what made at that time, what made you feel like it was okay? Or were you told that it was okay during that time?
Well, at that time, I've dealt with weight my whole entire life. I've always been a big guy. Me and my best friend that passed, Tevin Cortez Miller, well, not a name drop, but my best friend took his life back in 2018. So he is deceased. Me and him was the biggest of our class. For me, it was always trying to find love. I was trying to find love, trying to prove yourself to people, as I said, trying to buy love and things of that nature. For me, it wasn't that, you know, the conviction, as I said, because I had the mentality, if I couldn't get you by just words, I could buy you. And with the day and age we live in, it ain't that hard to.
Yeah. Ain't that's the truth. There's some trifling women out here. I'm just saying.
He ain't lying. It's true. That's very
not lying.
Go get you over forward. Yeah, whatever you like. So
you got it. What you asking?
I was like King David. Like if I wanted you, I walked up on the palace. I don't know who that is bathing down there, but she need to come to the king's chamber. I don't care who she married to, who she talked to, who her daddy, who her mom is. After I went through a depression as a young boy with my mom and stepdad getting a divorce, I blamed myself. But by the time I got to like 11 or 12 years old, I was baptized on January 1st, 2006 on New Year's Day. Mm. And when I met Christ, like my confidence level went from like bottom to like up here. So if I wanted you, I was gonna get you.
So basically you saying what got you to that point kind of in a way was your want to just not only please others and please your flesh, but to basically find someone to love you.
Absolutely.
Because you was looking for love. So it wasn't like you was intentionally looking for sin. You was just intentionally looking for love.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I asked that because that's one of the questions that we had down. And also, this is a serious question. So during that time when you was preaching, you was doing what you was doing, and then you was preaching, did it ever come to thought that you was actually casting your sins onto the people that you was preaching to?
No, I didn't look at it that way. As was stated, as I was saying, my pastor at that time basically still saying, you know, you can't preach here, but you can preach anywhere else. I thought it was okay when I knew that it was wrong. But if it was completely wrong back then, you would have set me down completely. You would have stripped me of all my ministerial callings, all my engagements and stuff like that. You were stripped all of it, but you did not. And still to this day, it's like questions, why didn't you do that? You could have stopped a whole lot of things. He had been at this church around like 20 years at that time. So you are a seasoned pastor. You've been the moderator of an association, which in the Baptist religion, they have instead of like, we have apostles and elders and bishops, mm-hmm. and like moderators and stuff like that. But I mean, you are moderating, you've been, have been a pastoring almost like 40 years. So you mm-hmm. knew what needed to be done, but it was like, you don't care, so I don't care.
Okay, so you think it was just like a lack of leadership, really, absolutely, to kind of like monitor people that were under him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can completely understand that. I mean, because if we look at our leaders as literally shepherds, right? People who are literally supposed to lead our lives, if they don't discipline us in the correct manner, we're going to automatically carry ourselves through life in that manner. And I say that's not only just in the church, but that's also in the household. If your parents did not discipline you about certain things, you're going to go through life basically committing the same sin or basically doing the same things you were taught because you just wasn't disciplined. And I could see how it can still be like a parent-child relationship when it comes to being up under a pastor. I mean, because honestly, we are, when it comes to Apostle Johnson, we are still his children. Like, literally, we look at him as another father. So if our father does not discipline us and does not call us out,
come on,
we going to continue to do the same thing. Even if you just sit us down, if you don't, like, sit down and talk to us even one-on-one, like, I'm going to feel like, okay, I'm going to still do what I want to do.
And that's, I mean, that's correct, because, like I said, I mean, you should be the example. So if you got people under you and you're not setting the example, what do you think they're doing?
Yeah.
So that's why still to this day, it's like, I mean, and that preacher, I mean, he's still living up in his age, maybe like 80 now. Has retired from pastoring and things like that. I don't hate him. I don't dislike him. I seen him today. You know, I'll shake his hand and have a conversation. But I just think that at a young age, I mean, he seen the anointing on my life. He seen the calling. And it wasn't like I didn't go through strenuous training to be in ministerial, you know, like training. Mm-hmm. Before I even had a degree in preaching, I was a preacher.
Yeah.
Age of 18 years old. So with that being said, you could have did a whole lot of instilling into me before I even went. And it's crazy because I had to go to a Caucasian church to get ordained. Not ordained per se, but to get my degree.
Mm-hmm.
Master's in biblical studies. I have a bachelor's of theology and an associate's of biblical studies. So I mean, it took years on down the line to actually see exactly what my calling is, what I'm supposed to be doing, and things of that nature. But I just think there was a lot of bricks and cement that was missed in trying to build a structure because of that.
I feel you. Jay?
That's weird. So... He answered a lot of the questions that we had early on.
You really did.
But what I will say is that, like, so when did it get to the point where you say, you know what, I'm going to take responsibility for what I did and just not do it no more. Like, I'm going to repent for it and just move forward. Like, when did that point come for you?
Well, the point came when I went through my last relationship, really. My last relationship lasted about 2.5 years. I was in the church. Now I had switched from Baptist to Pentecostal. So I was Baptist-costal, you will say. I was under a apostle, you know, traveling with him, been to all over the world, conferences, things of this nature, and still, you know, even under the great leadership of this amazing apostle, which Kayla has met or has seen, haven't really shook his hand, but has seen him and his wife. Their bond is like none other, just like our apostle and first lady. Mm-hmm. If you see apostle, first lady ain't far behind.
Mm-hmm.
It took for me to go through this relationship for, you know, the 2.5 years to see that I'm still not doing what God has called me to do. Went through ups and downs in that, still doing things that I had no business. I mean, at the conventions, I mean, supposed to be downstairs in service, I'm in the room, you know, trying to get in some sheets. Like, I mean, but again, when you're not around it all day long, I mean, like, come on. And I'm a licensed adjutant as well, which means is I'm a licensed armor bearer on a national level, which cords and collars and all of that. Mm-hmm. And when you got your brothers and sisters is in that organization with you, talking about we going to the strip club after we leave Holy Convocation. And it's like, wait, bro, like, how can we be sitting here, we carrying our apostles' briefcase, and we about to go throw some ones or quarters or whatever you want to say on the street. Not getting no money in that fold. I throw some nipples up there, but no, you, it's just, it's crazy. And, you know, I got to the point to where I was actually tired of church. This time last year when COVID hit, this was, to me, it was a blessing to me. I definitely was glad that COVID-19 came to America, and I'm glad that it came to, Wuhan, China, where it originated from, because at the end of the day, the church, what has been a complete mockery. It has been a complete clown show.
I agree.
And I can tell you as a clergyman, as a collar, whatever you want to have. I'm not an ordained pastor, but I have a degree to be one. I'm just not in a church as a senior pastor. I can tell you that the church is a clown show. And I think that this had to come, and it had to be necessary for all these bishops and all these armor bearers and all these cars and clothes. All that stuff had to be a dying out, because the generation that's before us now, even being in the school system and teaching kids now, kids don't even want to, they're not even going to pay attention to that. All of that, you got on alligator shoes from here to Clemson, and you got a cross that go across your breast and all the way down to your tailbone. It don't mean nothing.
Right.
Kids want to see actually what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to just be lecture to, or and you hooping and spitting and then your pulpit wet and your mic wet, that's not going to save the youth of this age.
Yeah.
So with this being said, when COVID-19 hit, I was like, God, I thank you, because I'm tired. Like, and even in the ministry that I was in, I was completely tired and burnt out. Didn't want to do church. All I was doing was sending my tithes and offering, because I'm like, it's the same old, even with it being COVID-19, you still on Facebook and you seeing people with 10-piece suits on, I mean, and a mask, like, it's still going on. So I'm like, God, I'm just so tired of the same old, and it wasn't until I met Kayla in September that I had actually stepped in church. I had been out of church for a while, because I'm like, God, I just want you to lead me and guide me and heal me from all this brokenness that I went through while I was coming out of their relationship and things of that nature. Still, those urges of trying to look for love, and you know you're not supposed to be doing this and that in the third, because if you would have told me 2 years ago that this one that I'm with now, that I'd have to be waiting to marriage to, you know, do what married folks do, I probably would have laughed in your face and told you, like, something seriously wrong with you, not me. But it had to be God, because it's no other way. It's no other way that the answer was loud and clear. And I mean, it was just, I wanted something new. And then to come to Friendly Hill and get the teaching that we get, like all these old cliches and all these old sayings and all God gonna do this, you can keep sleeping and keep hunching and doing all this stuff, and God is gonna pull a rabbit out of a hat and it's gonna be all right. No, it ain't gonna be all right.
Yeah.
It's not going to be all right. And that's another thing that I have battled with too. And I think about it daily. Like all the stuff that I've been taught since the age of being in church, since like the age of 13 up until now, it's been lies. Mm.
You ain't never lied, man. It's been a lie.
It's been lies. All these cliches have been lies. So now it's like I'm getting the truth, and I text Apostle all the time. I'm like, you know, the word and stuff that you're getting us, I mean, giving us, and like the teaching of being debt free and paying off stuff and having money in the bank, having savings. So like, I didn't get stuff like that. Mm. I mean, that's just being real. The church I came from was True Holiness and Pentecostal with, you know, people like 50 and up, 45 and up. So, I mean, we had a youth section, but the youth section was not like ours is now. Mm-hmm. Teaching and preaching. So, I mean, I got awesome teaching under Apostle Rookin and First Lady Rookin, but it just was not enough to where I need to be now. So with that being said, I'm just eternally grateful that God saw fit to trust his son again to do it the correct and right way.
Awesome. That's good. Did I ask a question or did you ask the question?
I think it's your turn. I really think it's your turn.
Okay. With that being said, what are your thoughts when you look back at yourself and you remember some of the things that you were doing and you may see some of your friends doing the same thing? What are your thoughts right now?
Well, my thoughts right now would be to tell them that you better get yourself together. If you are a clergyman, clergywoman, and you think that this is a joke, it's definitely not a joke. And because we've seen if you got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that, the churches of God in Christ, I think a bishop has died every week.
That's real.
Over here, sometimes up to 5 a week. IBW, where I came from, preachers have died every week. Ministers, elders, cup bearers, which is a real thing, snot wipers and tongue wipers, sprinkles and peppermint droppers, they dying every week. So if you think that God is not playing and it's okay to just keep doing what you want to do, it ain't gonna work. And if you say you truly called and all that, you better get your flesh under subjection.
That's real.
Take a cold shower, stick it in a cup with some ice or something. You playing with fire. You playing with fire for real, for real. And I joke around and I'm funny, the life of the party and all that stuff. But with that being said, it has been a roller coaster, but I wouldn't trade it for the world, because doing those things have taught me. And things like that, you know, being in those relationships and trying to bottle up, you know, people still remember all that stuff. And the people that you went to battle for and tried to do this for, they have all come back to me and said, "Sorry, I didn't realize the king that you was or the love that you had for me and all this stuff." I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. I forgive you. I forgave you when you done it. Mm-hmm. And just like that, but God is truly amazing. He is nothing to be played with. And if you think you running and hiding, slipping and dipping and running out of hotel rooms, because I know a lot of preachers all over the world, and Caleb can vouch for this, we can't go nowhere around here.
No lie.
I done seen people, and they stopping me. I'm like, bruh.
Everywhere we go, we can't go one, but we can't even go to the grocery store. Somebody's stopping us because they know Najee. I'm like, what is this? I can't even, if I want to do something, I couldn't even do it. People will see me for real.
Better get it right.
That's real.
We actually have some questions here in the chat. Mm-hmm. I'm only seeing a few because I just pulled it back up. So, okay, I'm gonna start with the first one, and if you see any more, can you ask it?
Yeah, for sure. I only see one right now, though. I only see the one from my Austin at the moment.
Okay, because I wasn't sure. You know, sometimes I can't see all of the questions depending on the chat I'm in. Yeah. The question my Austin said is, do you feel like it was the teaching you were getting or that you're in a better place to receive now, to receive the growth that God is taking you through?
I'd have to go with the second option, second part of that.
Okay.
The teaching, well, let me read that myself because I ain't good with no tests and questions. Let me look and see if I can find it. I think I'm in a better place to receive from the Lord because during the time before, I just think I was at a brick wall. I think that just like you in relationships and you don't love that person no more and you still coming home and laying in the bed beside them and y'all ain't, y'all minds on totally different levels. I think I was just going through the motions. Going through the motions of life, trying to just figure myself out and do things just to please myself. I've done some stuff in regards to that was between a woman's leg. And I, and you know, me and Kayla was talking earlier about, you know, what you consider yourself of being a hoe or I mean whatever, but you know, it wasn't all the friend girls that I had, it wasn't all with trying to sleep with them. You know, sometimes it was just like, let's go get a steak, let's go get, you know, a bite to eat. But then, you know, us men, you get in that moment because, you know, we truthfully honest, like the apostle say, we really not that smart. It takes for a female to pull the reel us back in because we can go far left and then we just out there. Because it only take a few things to, you know, to get us roused up. You can be a dog and then you come through there and something that you ain't, is we ain't even supposed to be like, no, like, but yeah, it's just that. But I thank God for everything that I've been through, every hurdle, every obstacle, because it certainly has made me who I am. And don't think that even though it was, you know, I was doing the mission behind the college, I wasn't paying for it, because I was, like, losing my virginity that behind the college, I paid for that. I paid for it absolutely, because the female that I lost it behind, you know, I was, it just my mind, because, you know, we call it Veldalia. Like, you know, it was just in my mind that, you know, I don't know what I was trying to get the feeling or whatever, but, you know, you smelling like French onion dip. And I just went head over heels, and I just looked back at myself and be like, bro, you really was dumb. Like, you really was crazy that you sat here and you did that. But God is a forgiving God. He is definitely an awesome God. And thank God that he's a God of multiple chances, because he definitely was. I mean, car got beat up, arguments, car scratched up. All types of stuff. I went through absolute lot, still trying to go to church, hold it together. And it's crazy when you can sing and you can minister to people. Some of these preachers ain't nothing but pimps behind the pulpit, pimping the people, because they'll let somebody get the microphone and they know good and well they ain't right, but you just sit there, you sing and get everybody happy and shout out. I got to come up here and preach for 10 minutes and I'm about to get $500 to $1,000 for that. But that ain't right. So it just all goes to show you got to know who's real and you got to know who's not real.
That's real.
But he delivered me wholeheartedly. And like I said, this the woman that I have now, I wouldn't trade for the world, because, you know, when I met her, I was going through and I was like, hey, God, you got to do something for me. And when I met her, she was like, well, I don't know if I'm ready to do this, because I'm still trying to get out of something. I was like, well.
Yeah, I was. And he was light skin. So, you I'm know, the other one was dark skin. So I said, okay, do I do light skin or do I go back to dark skin? And so I was like, Lord, you're going to have to show me something. And the Lord was like, all right.
Yeah, because I was like, I was about to say, she didn't want no yellow man, because I'm yellow for real. But see, hey, when God be for you, who can be against you? Because Pop Wesley, he looked out for the brother. there's no doubt in my mind that he whispered over to God and told him, hey, go ahead and change that thing for my boy. And it's been great ever since. Like, I'm so eager and ready to just go ahead and just pop the question and stuff like that. But see, I know we got a timeline and all this stuff, but it has just been an amazing thing, like, to know that God created someone that loves me just for me and that I truly wanted real and true love, that it was out there. And not to mention that, when I first met, I was like, well, you know, God, I had a list. Everybody got a list of what they want. Everybody got a list that, you know, she may not have, you know, her breasts may not be big, and all that stuff. But he knew exactly what I wanted. And, you know, we video chatted when we first met, and I was eating
some bacon. There you go.
Bro, that's not even real, because I thought it was the bacon that was making my eyes. But when we first met, you know, being a gentleman, opening the door, going to the restaurant, one of my favorite mom and pop restaurants around, the Clock. Y'all ain't been to the Clock?
Yes, sir. Clock could change your life.
Got clocks everywhere. Y'all in North Carolina, church family, I'm sorry. Y'all need to come down and we need to go to Clock and Gaffney.
I like the one that
grill. Grill.
Want, but the one that grill is good too, hands down.
And she walked in, I held that door, and you know, I'm gonna look. I had to look. I was like, Lord, you looked out for me. You gave
there
it to
you
me. Us. I like it. So
we do have a question on here. Drika, oh, what's up, Drika?
What's up, Frederica?
Drika said, if you could go back in time and give yourself one piece of advice, what would it be?
Don't rush, just live.
Don't rush what? Be specific.
Don't rush life. Because I think because I was in the limelight of church and ministering and singing and all this stuff, like, oh, you supposed to be married by now. No. Only 18, Doc. So I think that's where a lot of stuff came from, too. Trying to, oh, yeah, you got a wife at a young age and all this, and y'all living for the Lord and all that. But it just live life and don't rush. Because in rushing, you pay for a lot. Something could have cost you $50, not to cost you $2,000, because you rushed. And I'm a living witness to that too. Something cost you $50. And you got an urge to go down there and show out. Now you $2,000 down the drain.
Well, it could have cost you 18 years. Could have cost 18 years too.
And that's why I say, you know, it was nobody but God that truly kept me. And I got to keep saying that it was nobody but him that truly kept me. Because when you go through life and you love somebody and you love people and you give people your all, and then you give people that you think going to be yours your entire life, and you get in debt and you start doing stuff, and they just say it's over and done with, that devil get up on their shoulder and say, nah, you got to end it. And it could cost you 25 to life without a chance of parole.
That's real.
Thank God that it didn't cost me that. Because them thoughts was in my head. I'm going to be real and tell you that. I'm about to go shoot up this whole house. I don't care who hit it. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it was nobody but him. Certainly.
But also, on the other end of it, you got to the point where you took responsibility for your part of it.
Absolutely.
Because, like, sometimes we'd be like, well, this, and this happened. But the key part that I want everybody to catch is that also Najee took responsibility for the parts that he played in it, too.
Absolutely.
It can't just be on other people. He took responsibility for his part. He repented, and he decided to change from that. So,
absolutely.
Just to be clear, it could be the same thing for y'all too. Just because something happened in your past doesn't mean you have to continually run with that. you take responsibility for whatever part you played in, you repent for that, and you move forward. Yeah, your past hurt. Yes, you had pain from it, but now you're onto something better. Look at him. He got his roof here. Gonna be married soon at some point in time, whenever thus saith the Lord. So that being said, this shows you that things can work out for your good once you take responsibility, turn away from your sin, and sin no more.
Absolutely. So. Things will turn for your good. I'm a living witness of that. And that's just like Job. Job lost everything that he had. Job, if you could put life into a person, Job was that person. Mm. And for God to find favor in you, to ask the devil, have you considered my servant? That you want to try him and he's still going to serve me even if you take all this away from him? True. That's enough to get happy. Pull your weave out. Pull your weave out. Job endured hardness as a good soldier.
You know what? I like what you said, though. You didn't blame. I like, because Job did the same thing. He didn't blame God for what he was going through. Ooh. Now, granted, Job didn't put himself in those situations, but if you did put yourself in those situations, still don't blame God for tempting you. God will not tempt you ever, ever. He will always put a place of escape or allow you to have some way of escape out of your sin. If you are put in a complicated situation, God doesn't, he wants to test you to see where your faith is, to see what, if you truly serve him, but
you may not want to get into the temptation.
Right. It's not right. Where he's trying to tempt you, but everybody needs to be tested. I mean, I need to be tested from time to time, and either if I pass or not, that's on me, because everything is a choice. But I'm not going to blame God for the choices that I made. That's for certain. What I'm going to do is I'm going to first ask for forgiveness, because I've already taken God as Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to repent and ask God to help me with the things that I am struggling with, which is the thorns that may be in my side. I'm not going to continue to focus on the thorns. What I'm going to do is look to my Heavenly Father and say, Lord, can you help me with this thorn that I now have, that I still have in my side? And you may not take it out, because you need me to have it so I can continue to focus on you, but I'm going to thank you through it all, and I'm going to continue to have joy through it all. So I just want to continue to hone in on that point where Najee is not blaming God for anything that may have happened, whether it had been money, the people that he had lost through these 9 years. Really what he's saying right now is that he still thanks God, and God is still good. And so That's just awesome, and it's totality.
My grace is sufficient. Absolutely, and just like you said, God, as it says in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, no temptation has overtaken you except what is coming to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, which means is you will get tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So you have no excuse. And that's another thing that we as a race of people, not just us as a race of people, but with that being said, church folks know how to lie. You know you wanted the hunch. You know.
Just say that you got weak.
You wanted to go and. You know, you got weak and it lasted for 60 seconds. And don't you feel like, but hey, you wanted them 60 seconds. So it's nobody's fault but yours. Now you got to wait again till you find whoever they're supposed to be, your husband or your wife. That's who you're supposed to be waiting on. And I can't say that enough to these young folks. Stop trying to, be around. It's some women out here, they don't want nothing but a thug, or they want a street boy and all that stuff. But when you get all that, everything that come with that thug and street life is coming with you. Then next thing you know, you knocked up, you pregnant. And you thought that by having his baby was going to stop him from selling 100 dime bags a day. It ain't going to happen. He's just going to have a child and you're going to have that soul tie. You're going to have that nasty semen and demonic semen in you, and he's still going to be doing what he did before he met you.
So why
waste your time trying to prove yourself to nobody named that don't even care, don't even have no weight? If they're a drug dealer or a dope boy or a hood boy, that's no weight. That's street cred in the streets. But he not going to no bank and saying, let me buy this house. He has no credibility in no Fortune 500 company or bank. That's street real.
You might have some weight in the street, but you ain't got no weight in the kingdom. You better be looking for a kingdom spouse. You feel me?
Because at the end of the day, like I said, now, if you would have told me 2 years ago that you were going to wait till you married, wouldn't happen. But
yeah,
hope would have changed.
Right. So even the things that Najee is saying, like, I still can't even really, like, picture him doing those things, because the man he is today is totally different. I mean, he's still a gentleman in every way. And it's just amazing. It's amazing how somebody can do a whole 180 when it comes to the lifestyle and even behind the collar. So don't just think just because you're seeing those things and the people that may be over you that they're going to continue to do that throughout their entire life. As you can see right there, Najee did stop preaching, but he eventually got his life together. Because again, like he said, you can't play with God, and there's only but so much you can do until God is tired of you. And then, like he said, you might drop at the dime of a hat. So with that being said, I encourage you guys to turn away from your sin. And please, if you need to sit down, if you need to stop preaching, if you need to stop singing for a time being, just to have some alone time with you and God to really get to know yourself. Because I think that's another thing. You don't truly know yourself even behind the collar or even behind the mic or whatever you might be doing. You truly don't know yourself, because if you knew yourself, you understand that you need to be trying to mirroring Jesus. So if you don't know yourself, that means you don't know Jesus. Or if you don't know Jesus, that means you don't really know yourself. So take some time to get to know Jesus, to see what you need to be doing as a woman of God or a man of God, so that you can truly continue to, or not continue, because you, first of all, you need to turn a different route, but to truly live out for God and not take other people to hell with you. That's not what we're about. As Christians, we're supposed to be Christ-like, living like Christ. And that's what a Christian means. Yeah, man. It's a dangerous thing.
Can I interject on that?
Yes.
And also what you were saying too, babe, in regards to, you know, sitting down and taking some time off. There was plenty of times when I had free time when I first started preaching and stuff like that, and, you know, going and visiting churches and people like, oh yeah, you just got been ordained. But I came to the service to rest. I didn't come to the service to get up and sing or take the microphone and do none of this. Sometimes you have to take time and just rest. Jesus got away. And if your family, that's another thing I want to say. If your family have been in the same church for 50 years, your deliverance and healing and restoration may not be there. You may have to go an hour away.
Come on.
You may have to drive. Listen to what I'm saying. You may have to drive an hour and 30 minutes to get your deliverance. But if you got 5 minutes to be at peace and have peace on your job, to have peace in your mind, to have peace in your family, it is what it is. Because you're not doing nothing when you get home. No way. Going to eat and tell lies and talk about people that was in the service. That's all you're going to do.
That's real.
I know some of these people that I used to church with probably going to watch this and see this and all that. I wouldn't change nothing that I got now, because my leader and first lady that I have now, you're talking about some amazing people. The church family that I'm under now, I have never experienced church like this in my life. When I first went, Kayla was telling me everybody huggers and stuff like that. I was like, nah, we don't do that. No, you don't touch everybody's woman. You don't do nothing. But you got this church that I advise anybody on here, you need to visit Friendly Hill. And the thing about it is, when you visit, you're going to get a word. It may not be what you want. Mm-hmm. And it may not be no shouting message, or, you know, you're going to snot and throw up 10 times in a bucket. We got to clean it up. But you're going to get the word. You're going to get fed spiritually, physically, and you're going to get some food to take home, because 9 times out of 10, we eat every Sunday.
Every Sunday for free.
And we got an amazing cooking staff, all that. And Apostle told me, and that's why I say it's so important to be under leaders that can feel you. He told me, he looked at me when I first came and said, son, you are physically broken inside. It's nothing for you to do for people. And sometimes you got to take that, because that was a blow. Like, bro, I've been singing all my life and preaching and hollering and yelling in pulpits and all that, and you're going to say that it's not necessary for me to do that? And it really wasn't. It was not. It was much needed rest. But I'm delivered now. Healed, all of it, because of what God had in store for me an hour away. Mm-hmm. If I never would have went an hour away, who's to say where I would be at right now?
That's real.
From Lyman to Lake Wylie, that's about an hour, 20 minutes. You cannot be stagnant with trying to get your healing and deliverance. Family may look at you wrong. Family may say you don't for driving that far, but you don't know how much it costs. They don't know how much it costs for your oil to run.
That's real.
And they can't be you. So you need to get in a place that you can literally be spiritually fed every Sunday.
Absolutely, which is why Najee, we couldn't even date unless Najee was coming to my church. Like, right. I said, okay, you gonna come to my church? Yeah. Because first of all, my apostle got to see you. My leader has to see you and get a feel of you. And if you ain't all the way there, we can't date. So he had to come anyway, but it's because I value the leadership that we have. I value the teaching, and I know what it has done for me. And I was like, we got to be under the same leadership to make it work. And that's the thing. A lot of people or couples or marriages, y'all are not even in the same congregation to get the same messages to grow together. That's what a marriage is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be a unity where you and your significant other are growing together mentally, physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually, because I can't respect Najee as my head if he's not getting the right teaching to be the right head that I need for him to be. Like, come on.
And I want to say this too. At our church, you can look, as long as it's presentable, you come on. And that's another thing that I love, because if anything, like I said, I've been a big guy my whole life. Y'all can go through some of my pictures on Facebook and look and see how God has blessed my life. That's why I said I wouldn't trade anything, but we're even going through all this stuff. He was shaping and molding me to be the man that I am. My maximum weight that I was at was 595 pounds, still preaching, hollering, screaming, all of it. But God had a plan, and I've lost 240 pounds altogether. And over 6 years, I only gained 70 of it back. I'm eternally great. But in the church that I'm under now, you ain't got to wear no collar. You ain't got to have no cuff links. You ain't got to have no cross, as long as your tailbone. You ain't got to have no dye in your head. You ain't got to have nothing. I just can't wait to wear shorts. That's just what I'm, because see, in the holiness church, that was an abomination. You don't wear no shorts here, but shorts game about to be on point to some, because I'm just so ready. I ain't got to worry about none of that no more. Going in debt, trying to buy these robes that cost high cows on the auction and houses. Man, I'm telling you, God is real, and he ain't into no robes and all that stuff. All them clothes and your shoes longer than that. And I still got it. I still wear it from time to time because I don't forget where I come from. But that's not church. If you think clothes gonna make you and put you in heaven, you got it wrong.
That's right.
Come to Friendly Hill and wear some shorts and all that and be blessed by God. Don't come into disrespect, because we got some sheets now.
If you come, oh, absolutely.
You come in there and it, like we do at the schoolhouse, if it come above your knee, don't get happy because you will have a sheet around you.
That's it.
And out of order, but I'm saying if you got something presentable and something that you can worship and praise God in and be comfortable, all that, and you know, hey, come on. Have done, have not done. We got it all.
Absolutely. Jay, sorry, we've been talking back and forth. Did you want to say anything?
I mean, I was waiting patiently because I know, like, you know, yeah, but no, there's some comments on here, so I was just going to read these comments off. So, Toya said, what's up, Toya? Toya said, a test is to see how much you've learned in areas of weakness that need to be addressed. Ma had laughed. This was like 10 minutes ago, y'all, so like we...
Dang, we've been talking.
Yeah. Hansen said, God is a turnaround God. He makes us better. The place he was in was preparation for now. He could not be who he is now if there was, or if it were not for who he was. Then Mahansa said, this is really good actually. People love bacon, but have you ever been to a hog butcher? It takes a lot of gross stuff to get that good bacon or baked pork chop. Some of us are going through the gross stuff and some of us are getting out of the gross stuff.
That's
good. I love pork, you know. My better half don't eat pork. I eat turkey bacon and regular bacon on the regular. So,
Oh yeah, quick, hold up, quick caveat, quick shameless plug, right fast, go ahead. Talk about it right fast, your business, go ahead.
Oh, I just dropped my barbecue line probably like 2 months ago, Anointed Q.
Yes, sir.
Go get this thing up and rolling. I mean, I've already got my smoke and I smoke from time to time, but
it's good. He can
you can taste some Anointed Q. You get you a piece of it. It'll change your life. Pork and all. You might be swimming. The brain may swim if you don't eat it. But if you eat it, some brisket. I got beef brisket, all that. Whatever you want to taste, I can make it for you. So, yeah, we're just living this thing out for Christ and doing business and doing what we're supposed to do. That's just our calling, to help people along the way. But I just, again, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I don't place blame on anyone else. I had to go through everything that I went through to be who I am. So.
Absolutely. And by the way, that y'all got to make sure y'all get in on the food because, yeah, his food is super good. He's a chef, though, too, though. So, yeah, don't sleep on him for real.
I only got 5 meals since I've been with my significant other.
Whatever, say what you want to say, but I have to thank God because since Najee has been in my life, I rarely cook for myself now, and I'm telling y'all, it is a blessing. Y'all, I get good food, like, for real, and we're still able to lose weight and stuff like that because we do some good alternative, but bacon cook for real.
Absolutely. And then, Ma, what's good, Ma? Ma said, our journey prepares us for where God is sending us. We just have to be open and a willing vessel. That's 100% true. Mahasan said, peace, protect your peace at all times. Mm-hmm. And then Mahasan said earlier, it was a comment that y'all had said, but she had said earlier, nice cup, but it was empty. That by itself,
that's good.
But if it's empty, it's not anything really. And then concerning when you was talking about going from Lyman or Edmond, Spartanburg, that area, to driving up here every week and, you know, doing that, my aunt commented and said he expanded your territory. And from what you was talking about during that time, Toya was like, that's a word. And then Kayla, you was talking about him getting the same teaching and stuff that we're getting, because really, like, our apostle, he preached that for, like, was pushing that for a minute.
Yes.
He still is. And so, yeah, she was commenting on what you were saying when you was talking about that, and she was like, equal to yoke, equal growth. That's true.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And then they were talking about, you know, you deciding, Najee, to come to Friendly Hill and, you know, being able to, you know, change over and all of that stuff, but also your testimony concerning your weight. Mahasan was like, yo, that's a testimony in itself. So from this part, I know the play-by-play because, like, I was watching.
Okay, I'm like, I don't even know. We were just talking.
It's okay. And then you started talking about the dress code and your shorts and everything, Najee. And then my husband was like, there's no dress code in heaven. He's looking past that to the heart. So yeah, that's definitely true. One thing I will add with that though, don't be wearing no booty shorts, not you, Najee, but females. Our apostle done got on us about that. Like leggings, I mean, all that stuff that's cut, man. You can't be distracting people like that. So that's on us ladies. Make sure, you know, chill out.
Be presentable.
That. Yeah, for sure, for sure. But definitely come as you are, you know what I'm saying? Wear your jeans and stuff, you know, your t-shirts, whatever, you know, your shorts, however you do what you do. And then Ma was just laughing at what he was saying with the long cross and the sweating and hollering and stuff like that. I'm concerned of being in the three-piece suit and all that. And then Mahansa mentioned again about expanding your territory so that he is glorified. And then Ma said, support people. And then Mahansa said, I'm weak. Mahansa was like, Jay, like, you should be an anchor woman. You kept up with everything. I'm impressed. To God be the glory, okay? To God be the glory. But
yeah, man, because we're running out our smacks, chaps, and all that good stuff, so.
No way. But what I will say is this, more than anything from what I hear, like, from to bring this all to a head, essentially, again, going back to the top of things, you have to let go of yourself to gain him. So that, Luke something.
Don't want to lie. It's somewhere in the New Testament.
Yeah, it's in Luke, it's for sure. Run the whole book. How I remember, because we studied that in thing. Shout out to Pastor Fenton and from a while back when it was talking about denying yourself and that you lose yourself to gain life in him, that whole shebang. It's in Luke. I know that for a fact. There ain't no NFL buts about that. It's in Luke. So,
okay.
Yeah, but essentially you have to let go of you, your desires, what you want and all that stuff, down to how you love. Because I understand exactly where Najee is coming from, talking about spending money and stuff on people to win love in that way. I understand that completely and I was there. So in that, it's letting go of that desire in the world to gain approval with the Father. And what I mean by gain approval with the Father, because that's where it really matters. That's who it really matters, who accepts you. That's really where that matters as far as, like, you know, everything else. But anyway, to the point though, yeah, man, let go of you so you can gain him. Let go of your life so you can gain his life in him.
Absolutely.
I'm just pulling my whole thing up. And I know y'all do y'all closing. But to sum up everything that I talked about tonight, just with being with God and staying with him, I just want to say falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. So that's just, that's all I can say.
Amen. Amen. See, you make us look bad out here. We can't say like, but thank God for someone who can.
I can't sing. I can hum a little bit, just a little tad.
We appreciate you, Najee, for getting on here and really just being honest, open, honest, and transparent with your story, with the questions. And not you not getting offended, because I know some people can get offended by some of the questions that we asked, because we were diving deep, you know, asking some challenging questions that made you think about your character. And that's one thing I know for sure a man does not like, is for you to question their character. So we appreciate you for being humble in that way and you coming on here to talk to young folks. Jay said,
Jay, I appreciate you dropping that one in there. Matthew 10:39, it says, he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he who loseth his life for my sake shall find it. And then I did find the scripture that I was talking about in Luke 2. So, because granted, it runs across all the accounts, so that's definitely true there. And then my husband was saying, yeah, Jade, I was thinking of Matthew. I had said yes. And then Mahansen, after you got done singing, Najee, well, when it popped up on our side, it says, it's the best thing I've ever done, Glory. So she was singing with you on her side. And then Jay said, Kayla don't know how to act with her man of God, trying to hide that blush, LOL. Right, it's shining on through. Come on now.
Y'all funny. Y'all real funny.
And then Jay said, love it. And then Ma said, yes, Lord, it's the best thing I've ever done. And then Mahasa was like, yes, you hummed that well. Amen. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hopefully Najee and I will be able to do an interview of our own pretty soon. Since you guys obviously know we're a couple, so y'all get to hear more of our story pretty soon. But I'll look out for that.
Love was lame. And trust and believe, it's all God here now. All God.
Amen. 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 Jay, did you have anything else that you wanted to ask Najee or go over before we closed it and came to an end?
No, that's really everything that, or any questions that I may have had. Najee, if there's anything you want to leave with the people with, anything that you may want to give to them, anything that, or if there's anybody watching who may be in your situation or I'm sorry, because you're not in that anymore. To God be the glory.
Are we claiming that you're not? Because some people may be watching this and may presently be in their mess in this moment. So,
no, I was talking about Najee not being in that no more.
I thought you meant like people.
No. Okay. No, you good. But like, is there anything that you want to give to somebody else or say to them that may be able to help them to come out of what you were once in?
All I can say is that God, as I stated earlier, God has given you a way of escape. He reigns. I don't know if someone's on it is, not saved, but he reigns on the just as well as the unjust, and you can be forgiven for whatever you have done. If God can take care of the birds out in the tree and take care of the squirrels in holes and in tree holes, and if he can take care of all of those animals that's outside, just imagine what he can do for you. Life is not easy. There's tests and trials every day, but you can make it. And if you're going through looking for love in all the wrong places, John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have lasting life. And then Isaiah says that God will keep you, Isaiah 26:3, my favorite scripture, that God will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. And, we go through life, ups and downs, job done made you mad, you ready to cuss somebody out, just thinking on him. And if you need a church home, as I said, Fernley Hill Missionary Baptist Church is a great spot for you to come and stop by. And you will be blessed tremendously. Again, get help, find help, keep trusting in God, and keep moving forward. We don't have long here. If you look at the times, Jesus can come back any minute now. So we certainly don't have all day, but time is precious. And the address again is 5180 Fuel Road, Clover, South Carolina. I don't see that zip code, but Siri or them raggedy iPhones. I'm about to say Siri.
Lord,
we'll find it soon as you type it in. I'm sure. So
no.
We love to fellowship with you and talk to you. If you need us, you can come in. I'm pretty sure CGSM has inboxes and things like that. Y'all can message if y'all have any questions or need somebody to talk to. Me and Kayla's prayer every day is that God, if somebody needs a word, some money, or whatever, that we can step in the gap and we can be that person to give them a word, feed them, and all that. So It's there. The resources are here. There's no excuses. And Miss Jeanette put it on there, 29710.
Amen.
It's all there.
Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all. Monday. You heard it. You heard it. You heard it from Nigel's mouth. He said raggedy iPhones. I just want to clarify that. But anyway, so
hey.
Anyway. So I want to, Jay, you had anything else?
Oh no, no, you good.
All right, so with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close this thing out. We've been on here for a little minute. With that being said, I want to end it with, one of the things I want to end it with is that there is power, purpose, and prosperity in your obedience. The reason why I brought that up is because as you see through, you know, through everything that Najee has gone through, he eventually submitted to our Heavenly Father, and he was able to gain that obedience so that he can prosper, so that he can find the power of the Holy Spirit working through him in the correct manner. And the prosperity, as you can see now, is that he's not only just living correctly, but he's also prospering spiritually and also physically and mentally as well, because he was able to, again, just humble himself to obedience and just be daily going after God and going, trying to figure out what God is wanting, even with the collar on. That's the thing, y'all. Just because you might have a collar right now does not mean that you know everything. Still humble yourself to our Heavenly Father. Daily ask God to reveal things to you. Continue to ask our Lord, our big brother, to continue the work of your heart, because you don't want to get into the place of self-righteousness where that is still a sin. Again, as you got the collar, it does not matter. You can still sin. You can still go straight to hell. And the worst thing is that you can sin. You can help others to get to hell too. And that's the thing. We need for y'all to continue to be humble. We pray for y'all daily. Najee and I, we pray almost every morning. We try to remember, but we try to pray every day for our leaders, for the people that are even just teaching. Like, we just want to do this thing right. And we want to be examples so that we can also help other people to get it right as well. But again, it's that obedience piece. That is the only way that you can get there. That obedience to, again, to Jesus Christ, our obedience to the Holy Spirit, and most importantly, our obedience to God. So please, 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 be obedient in everything that you do. Continue to just go after God with the zeal that he has given us, and so that we can just do this thing together and get to heaven and help others to get there too. So, yeah.
That's word, man. That's word. Najee, personally, brother, I do want to go ahead and thank you so much for coming on here chatting with us. Thank you so much for your transparency. And also, other people have said thank you for your transparency as well. Because it's definitely blessed. It definitely blessed. Because, again, you know, sometimes people, they don't want to be honest about it. So I appreciate you for coming on here and being honest. But more than anything, being and showing that things can be different. So absolutely. That's 110%. But before going into the five, is there anything that you wanted to add? Is there anything else that you wanted to say too?
I just want to say, keep living for Christ, and he's the head of everything. It's going to be all right.
That's the one right there.
Testimony. You got to go through the test. And God has given us instructions. And when you go through that test, just like you did in elementary, intermediate, middle school, high school, college, undergrad, graduate school, doctorate degree. Once you've been given the material 2 to 3 days, 4 days, the teacher and the professor is silent when you're in the test. Mm. Up to you to pass it. Yeah.
That's good.
That's real. That's real. For sure. And I do want to go ahead and thank you so much, too, for singing, because, like, I know, like, I was talking to you about it earlier. So thank you for going ahead and blessing. You know, I'm glad the Holy Spirit was like, call me and give it to him. So thank you. So that being said, five things that y'all can do, family. First things first, please, please, please make sure you are being a vessel, you guys. effective. Effective, being an effective vessel.
That's good.
Letting your walk speak for you. Let the works you do speak for you. So being effective, being an effective vessel. Secondly, hey, Mia. What's up, Mia? Sorry. Mia popping in.
What's up, girl?
Secondly, please make sure you are getting... Secondly, please make sure you are getting in your word, man. Spending your time in there, because that's how you're going to be able to learn the blueprints to be able to help you through life, to be able to overcome these tests or to, you know, ace these tests, so to speak. Granted, there's some stuff that's going to come directly, you know, through different ways, like how the Lord speaks, whether through the Holy Spirit and stuff like that. But the blueprint is there. The book is there. It's an open, what's an open book? Open book.
It is open book.
Open book, man. Sorry, I didn't. My Bible app is on here, so that's why I picked this up. But anyway, open book, wherever your Bible is, okay? Open book is it. Number three, please make sure you are having a conversation, dialoguing with our Father. That is the whole point. Daddy-daughter time, son-daughter time. I mean, son, yeah, son, father-son time. Sorry, there you go. Daddy-daughter time, son-father time, father-son time. Have that time. How else are you going to learn? How else are you going to develop a relationship? We all have different relationships with our parents. Some may not be good. Some may be good. Some, and when I say not be good, then like you don't have one. Or some people may not have one. But anyway, the point is you have a Father in heaven who wants to have a relationship with you, which is why John 3:16, he sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins so that we may have everlasting life, but also along with that, that we are able to have a relationship again with him. So why not utilize that? So yeah, please make sure you are having a conversation with the Father. Number four, speak a good word. Encourage somebody. Give somebody a good word. Like Najee was saying earlier, ain't nothing wrong with encouraging somebody. It doesn't always have to, you know, be the other stuff. Even though that other stuff is there and is available for people, still be encouraging in some type of magnitude, way, shape, or form. The last thing that you can really do is be blessed. Live a blessed life.
Be blessed.
It's not that hard. Ooh. It should be, but we make it difficult.
Make sure y'all celebrate Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection this week. We thank God for Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Riding to Jerusalem to be the ultimate sacrifice. We thank him. Because without the blood on Calvary's cross, to be honest with you, I think it wasn't blood. I think it was Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A. But without the without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. Nobody like Chick-fil-A sauce. Get out of here.
First of all, I want to shout out that Zaxby's speed is actually some more superior than Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that chicken sandwich is good. I had it last night, all in my beard, everything. And you see, I got a gap, but it's all right. It's on the way. We praying. That's our next move of God. All y'all pray to God, just bless my beard to come in. we thank y'all for that, but okay.
I ain't gonna lie, my heart was a little hurt. Because I love Chick-fil-A. You know, I feel like it's sent right from heaven, like right from the heavenly kitchen. I feel like it came from. But you hit my heart when you said Chick-fil-A sauce ain't good.
It is good. It ain't nothing but honey, mustard, and mayonnaise. It tastes right.
But listen, I'm not a color now, so I don't know the ingredients. All I know is that it's good to me. But I prefer that over Polynesian. I'm not going to lie. Polynesian is also good, however I prefer. But it's okay. Now to say the other end of things, to say that Zaxby's is better, I would have to beg to differ. But I haven't had the chicken sandwich, so I can't say that completely.
Popeyes.
It's better than Popeyes? But Popeyes wasn't all that great either. It wasn't all that.
Yeah.
Okay, no, okay.
Okay, we all track.
We're going to have this conversation after we end.
B&B.
I actually got to eat after we get off here, so
yeah, we don't have nothing that you don't cook, but you told me the menu.
Okay, what you
know what? My middle fingers, he's the only one I give the middle finger to now.
They burn. Woo! What did you cook? I want to know right fast when we get off here.
Actually, I did some broccoli and cauliflower And then I just did some baked chicken. I was going to do, you ever heard of mashed cauliflower?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The collie mash. Well, I've heard people call it collie mash.
Well, yeah, I was going to do that, but I didn't feel like mashing them up. So I just did cauliflower broccoli mix. And then I just did some baked chicken. And I actually put some Alfredo sauce over the broccoli and the cauliflower.
Not on the chicken. So, what's on the chicken?
Like white gravy, you make like country fried steak.
Basically, I guess you could say that. I mean, I had a taste for some Alfredo. I just don't want to do the noodles, man. I didn't. Well,
that would have been good though, rather than
I mean, it's all in the same bowl. I just take the chicken, dip it in the sauce. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna make me some turkey necks when I get home.
That's why they stay.
Yeah. I got a taste for
it. Anyway.
Bamberg, I eat pudding, so you eat turkey necks.
I ain't say I didn't eat turkey wings. I said
turkey necks. I ain't say wings.
I said I eat turkey necks.
Yeah.
Don't let me get ratchet on here. Then they gonna have to see how I have to get you in line.
We good.
We thank y'all so much for tuning in, because we thank y'all so much for tuning in. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Again, right, quick caveats. Y'all make sure y'all go get Najee's book, The Weight Didn't Kill Me, or The Weight Didn't Kill Me, right?
Yeah.
The Weight Didn't Kill Me. It will be, we're going to go ahead and speak. It will be available again on Amazon here soon. Please make sure y'all go ahead and hit up his inbox to go ahead and get some of that good pork,
barbecue.
You know what I'm saying? Don't forget the beans. You gotta get the beans too. So don't forget that. Gotta get the beans too.
And some hog sauce. Y'all gotta get some hog sauce too.
That's the one. Yeah, that all his food is good, y'all. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
See, when you got God hands,
come on,
and you bless him with everything. Offer it up to him. See, when I get ready to cook, I offer it as a sacrifice.
Come on, you better offer the food, Lord.
What I'm giving it to you, you put your spirit in it, and it's all right.
Come on, I bring this meat before thee. Come on, I'm here for it. Yes, sir. So anyway, definitely, y'all make sure y'all do that. Yeah, she ain't had to be like that, brother. You went right. Y'all make sure y'all get in this inbox to go ahead and put in the orders only, because I don't want y'all to get cut by Kayla, so don't try it, okay? Don't, please. We have to get bill money together. We have to get prepared for stuff like this. So just know, okay? Anyway, point is, y'all make sure y'all drop those orders for that. Also, please make sure y'all order More Than a Seed, available now on Amazon, which is a Caleb.
Great read.
Yes. Please make sure y'all do that. Also, be on the lookout for what's to come. If y'all watch the podcast, listen to the podcast, y'all would have heard it. If you haven't, I'm not saying it on here, so you better go watch it, okay? But just be prepared for what is to come. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and dip on up.
And also, we need you to please be looking out for some more music from Jay as well. She already has writing that is already out. It has been amazing. People still talking about it.
I'm DJ Khaled.
Hey, the bet. Actually, though, we
need to talk. Yeah, after you would have said that, they were like, "You show you him."
Them little white girls at Chick-fil-A, just like DJ Khaled. So it don't matter.
Haters gonna hate. Period.
Anyway, I gotta go.
Appreciate that. But thank y'all so much for tuning in. Be on the lookout for all just new everything coming from everybody. To God be the glory with it all. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Peace.
Right. And if you want to get saved or rededicate your life.
Bring it in. Go ahead.
Inbox. Like I said before, God so loved the world that he gave his son. You got a right to the tree of life. That's why he died. He don't want anybody to perish, but he will not force himself on you. We done told you about him. We done told you how to get him. We done told you how to go through life. if you're struggling or you in the moment of going through a storm or coming out, you got a right to change it. And if you want to change and want to make Jesus the head of your life, he's willing to accept you, and the angels will rejoice over one soul.
Come on.
Can't claim. So, hey, we spoke a word, we gave you scripture knowledge. We got to close it with offering Jesus Christ. So, if you want to be born again, old folks used to say, come to Jesus. You want to come to him, he'll take care of you.
Yeah.
He won't lead you astray.
Come on.
And we'll welcome you into the dying land, like the Baptists say, we'll welcome you into the dying land. Because we going to a place where the wicked will cease from trouble.
I'm riding my
and the weary will rest. I just, you know, I used to tell my best friend this all the time, this deceased. I just hope Jesus got a little food there for us, because I won't eat. But
we know. Sorry. All right, y'all. Peace out. I appreciate you.
That's a question concerning that. I think that would be up for like a conversation.
I hope Jesus just have a buffet once a month. Unlimited.
You say unlimited.
That's big. That's big stuff right there.
It's a feature. Don't trip on it.
All right,
y'all.
Emma say she ready to go.
Okay, we gonna go now.
All right, y'all can get up off my phone. Let me say it before y'all.
Get up off her.
Peace up.
Bye.
Eight times.